Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He's Roman Oben. So the Giants had visions of Victor Cruz scoring touchdowns dancing in their heads. It all went by the boards in week six in Philadelphia when Cruz suffered a serious knee injury that landed him on injured reserve, Roman.
Yeah, you heard Coach Coughlin allude to the fact that in terms of leadership and what he brought to the table, when you lose that with all those young guys in the room, I mean, this team could be three games better right now with a chance to play for the division and not the Cowboys. One guy, Victor Cruz, made that much of a difference. You know what Odell Beckham did, obviously, but to have that 1-2 combination and the leadership that Victor Cruz brought, 100%.
Let's talk about 2015 for just a second. Cruz and Beckham in the same lineup. Are there enough footballs to go around for these guys?
Well, you go back to Coach Coughlin's days in Jacksonville. He had two pretty good guys, Jimmy Smith and Kenny McCardell. I mean, I think one year they both caught over 80 balls. So I think in terms of that approach, you can have enough balls go around in terms of two guys being effective and a tight end and a solid running game, which helps balance all that. So a lot of things to look forward to going forward for 15.
Roman, let's go to our Geico news update of the day. And remember, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or log on to geico.com. And, well, we've got to talk about this Giants' dominant offense. The numbers were incredible. Season high 500-plus yards the other day in St. Louis. 128 yards rushing. They only gave up one sack and three quarterback hits. Eli Manning and company had it going.
Especially when you consider the fact that you compare this defense to the last time they played the Eagles, 27-0 zip, 27-0, you know, really it was an abomination on the road. And the Giants had only won two road games, and this was a challenge. This defense was a challenge. They'd beaten San Francisco this year, the Broncos. They'd beaten some good teams, but offensively, this is where Coach Coughlin said they learned how to win. They also learned how to be explosive on offense.
Yeah, it was a 37-27 win over the Rams. And when you talk about explosive, Andre Williams had that 40-plus yard run. That's the second big play run he's had now in 3 weeks.
Yeah, he had the 50-yarder 2 weeks ago and then had a 45-yarder in this game. And again, what that does to the running average, when you're pounding a team and getting those 2-3 yards, sometimes a loss, a 45-yard run really shows that you've demoralized the defense. Because that's some missed tackles, that's a guy out running, and it shows that Andre Williams got some speed. He got some speed to his game. So I know he's a tackle-to-tackle guy, but he's got some speed too.
Unfortunately, Roman, in talking about Andre Williams, we have to talk about the injury list. Let's get a quick look. Now, Coach Coughlin said he is practicing, but he does have a bit of a sore shoulder.
Yeah, and in terms of the running game, going forward, you want to be able to balance this Eagles offense by keeping them on the sideline. So to see Jennings and Andre Williams on the injury list is probably not comforting for me as an offensive lineman, because you want to get that running game going, and that's going to open up everything.
You know what, Roman? I always wanted to throw a completion to Victor Cruz. He's going long! Victor!
What's up, guys? Merry Christmas. Good. I'm doing well.
How's the rehab coming along?
It's coming along one day at a time, just making sure I'm you know, doing my all the little things it takes to get back to peak professional shape. So I'm just taking my time.
Where are you at in the process? What are you able to do? What kind of things have you done to this point?
So I'm 10 weeks out. This past Monday made 10 weeks. I'm on the treadmill. I'm not running just yet. I did some light stuff on a trampoline. I'm able to bend it. I get full range of motion. What else? I'm on the quad mill. I'm on the elliptical. I'm calf raises, leg raises, you know, knee extensions, all the fun stuff that comes along with rehab. So I'm pretty much fully mobile, but just not running just yet.
What's it been like being out, and what's it been like watching Odell?
It's been tough being out, obviously, during that span of those games that we lost, because I felt like, you know, you feel helpless, like you want to do something, but you can't. But watching Odell's been fun, man. It's been great. That kid's a heck of an athlete, heck of a ball player. Just seeing the things he's doing out there is motivating me to come back and be able to play next to him and do some really good things next year. So
have we'll you been see. Able to coach him up when you've been around?
Little things here and there, but more so I'm trying to coach him up as a person on how to, you know, how to attack this media and this New York area, and how to just be someone that's held accountable for your actions and be a good person, and things that he's had some trouble with, that he's confided in me early on. Just try to help him out with that.
What kind of advice do you give someone who's had such sudden stardom sort of, you know, thrust on his shoulders, or at least brought on by himself, being, mm-hmm. his performance, but what kind of advice do you give a guy who's in that situation and has all these things sort of coming at him quickly?
Just stay grounded. I mean, stick with the people. There's going to be a lot of new people reaching for you, tugging for you, trying to be next to you, be close to you. Just stick with the people that brought you here, that you know, took care of you when you were younger, that took care of you when you had nothing, essentially. So stay grounded, and I think he's done that so far. He's a good kid, man, and he's really really learning on the fly, which is good.
That's Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz on rehab from a serious knee injury. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles were 9-3, flying high until they lost their last three games. We'll see if the Giants can keep them down when we come back on MSG right after this. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live. The Philadelphia Eagles were cruising, and then quarterback Nick Foles suffered a collarbone injury. And then former Jet Mark Sanchez came in. He's 3-4 in seven games as a starter for head coach Chip Kelly, and they're not going to make the playoffs, Roman.
Yeah, when you look at Chip Kelly and this system, it was about his system. It was about all the interchangeable parts, what backs, receivers, and all had to kind of be on the same page, and when you get a different quarterback in there that wasn't familiar with that system, I think you saw some good things out of Mark Sanchez early, but when he had to make some of the throws that he had to win with, he made some of those poor throws, and that's kind of the Sanchez that the Jets saw when he was here a couple of those years. But again, he fought hard. He tried to learn within the system, but it takes a while. It takes a couple of years, but you got to start with the running game. You got to have good receivers that communicate with all that, but Mark Sanchez, down the stretch, did not execute the system well.
Sanchez with 10 interceptions and 3 lost fumbles in his 8 appearances with the Eagles this year. But you know what? Shady McCoy is still there. Over 1,200 yards rushing, top 5 in the NFL. But I will tell you this. He also leads the NFL in negative or zero rushes, that is of 0 yards, with 40 this season.
Yeah, and I think LeSean McCoy is a guy that suffers from what I consider, you know, home runitis. He'll take a loss of yards. He'll bounce everything outside in efforts to try to break one and go, you know, a 40, 50-yard run. But sometimes, especially with some of the issues they had on the offensive line early in the season, he wasn't able to get that rhythm going early. But 4.1 yards for an average running back is great. But for Shady, he wants to be around 5.5 yards a carry, and that's when everyone's spread out. The safeties are out of the box because you got some outside threats. And then that running game works. So not great for an average back, but not good for him.
Yeah, but he ran for almost 150 against the Giants in week 6 when the Eagles rolled 27-0. Jeremy Maclin, another one of their big weapons. Maclin, though, however, only has 2 of his 10 touchdown catches since Sanchez jumped into the lineup.
Yeah, and you look at what Maclin did a year ago coming back from that knee injury. You know, how are they going to replace DeSean Jackson, who left to go to Washington? But Maclin, in terms of his ability, he's not a true number one guy, but he's a guy that really thrived well in this system in year 2, and I think he's coachable. His route running ability and his understanding of offense made him very successful. But again, didn't have the touchdowns second half of the season down the stretch with Sanchez versus when Nick Foles was at quarterback position.
Yeah, the Eagles can also throw that quick short pass. Zach Ertz, 15 catches for 115 yards in last weekend's loss to Washington.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Ertz is a guy, he's always been like a safety net, but hey, he was up, and there were a lot of things that were open in the seam, down the seams in that Washington game, and he had the hot hand. Sanchez found him. I mean, you saw that he made a living between the hash marks and the numbers against Washington, and it led to that great game we had, those 15 catches.
Their defense with 49 sacks, you heard the coach talk about it, second in the NFL, but when running to Trent Cole's side to the outside, they're giving him 4.5 yards a carry. So if you can run the ball against them, especially out there, you've got a chance to move it.
Yeah, Paul, and fans need to know that typically guys that are good at rushing the passer aren't good at run defense because they thrive on penetration, getting in the backfield. And so if you can do some misdirection, go out the middle and then break it outside, they're vulnerable in that area. But one thing they do well is they strip the ball. They take the ball, they create turnovers, so you have to have ball security against this Eagles defense on Sunday.
So it's the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday in the 2014 season finale. Happy holidays from all of us here at the New York Giants facility. And don't forget, we'll be back with Press Conference Live with a special season-ending edition on Monday here on MSG. Take care, everybody.